This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and today I am at Patriot Renewable Fuels in Anawan, Illinois, and I am with Rick Vondra, the general manager. Rick, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Well, Rick, thanks for taking a little bit of time to sit down with me. I think we should start off and talk about, we really need consumers to better understand what the biofuels industry means to this country. So what did Patriot do for you? Where were you able to come back home? You know, tell us a little bit about how you were able to come here to this plant 7 years ago and get closer to home.
Yeah, I grew up about 80 miles north of here on the Illinois-Wisconsin border, and saw that this plant was going in, so I looked into it as an opportunity to get back to where I grew up. So it's been a very good experience for me.
So, Rick, when you went off into the world in your career, were you in agriculture, or was coming back to Patriot sort of your first, you know, entry into this industry?
No, I've always been around agriculture. I grew up going through high school and in college, working for my grandparents on a dairy farm in northern Illinois. Went to Michigan State University, got a degree in agricultural engineering, went to work for Archer Daniels Midland Company in their oil seeds division, and traveled quite a bit with them. Worked up in Ontario for a while, and then went over to China and Southeast Asia for about 3 years after that. Did a short stint down in Brazil and Bolivia, and then came back to the U.S. and Minnesota, Georgia. And after that, went to work for Cadbury Schweppes, their beverages division in upstate New York, at primarily an apple processing facility.
So you not only saw the world, but you were your career actually took you in a path that made you very well suited to come here to Patriot and run this plant.
I think so, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the plant. You are one of the first in the country. You made an announcement this week that not only are you currently producing ethanol, and you also produce dried distiller grains and corn oil, but you're now going to take your corn oil and start producing biodiesel and glycerin. So how did this come about? How did you sit down and say, we need to move, we need to look at new markets, we need to become sort of this, what I like to call more of a biorefinery process where you're making multiple products?
It's something I think that, you know, we've discussed all along. You know, how do you get more revenue out of a bushel of corn that we're going to process? This one's a natural fit. You know, we started up and had really good luck and good performance with our ethanol plant, and then in 2011 we added the corn oil process and put that in, and we started extracting, I think it was maybe 0.2 to 0.3 pounds per bushel. We're up to 0.7 pounds per bushel now, so keep increasing, finding ways to increase the amount of oil that we recover. And so then we start looking, okay, what can we do from here? And this biodiesel process that we're putting in is another way to add value and to extract more value for our investors and our local community.
Now, when we're looking at the biodiesel technology, is the technology that you've selected a single feedstock technology designed specifically for your corn oil, or will there be an opportunity for you potentially to run a different feedstock through the biodiesel facility if you feel you can get a higher profit by selling the corn oil into the market?
We selected the Jatro Diesel technology. It's their super process. Very, very flexible. You can run virtually anything through it. You could probably run 90% FFA if you wanted to. So we think it's an excellent technology and gives us lots of flexibility going forward.
Now, how long will it take from the point that you've broken ground to the point where your facility is up and operational?
We expect to have it up and operational in 10 months.
And how many more employees will you hire with the biodiesel site?
We'll have 9 more full-time employees.
And are you hoping to hire those from the local community or maybe bring some people back?
We'll look at all options. Most of them will come from the local community.
So you're really having, I think people need to see that it might sound fairly simple or not a grand scale to add a biodiesel facility, but I think we need to talk a little bit about what that really does mean in terms of the economy here and bringing new jobs back here. And not only that, but from a an international perspective or a countrywide perspective, you're helping the national economy. You're supporting energy security. You know, let's talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have currently we're right around 50 employees. We're gonna add another 9, so you know you're close to 20% more employment just at Patriot. And there'll be you know indirect jobs that are created as well. We think that you know the market for biodiesel is very good here. We're right on Interstate 80. A lot of traffic along there. Illinois has a very good program to promote biodiesel. So we think it'll benefit the community in the long term.
Now, what were worst case scenario? We've been talking so much about the renewable fuel standard, mm-hmm. this shock, yay, released their proposed volume numbers, and the ethanol volume numbers were lower than the year before, and we've had a record harvest, so obviously we have more than enough corn to fuel and feed the world. What would happen if the RFS continues to go the wrong way or becomes a stagnant piece of policy?
Well, I don't see how you develop the cellulosic industry. I mean, if the ethanol market's going to be capped at $13 billion and we can already produce way more than that with what we have, I don't see any way. I mean, there's been a lot of talk in the media and even from the government, we got to get cellulosic. We have to get cellulosic. And, you know, this year there are going to be, what, 3 or 4 decent-sized plants that are going to come online. So just as we're getting to the point, you know, people have been talking about cellulosic for a long time, just as we're getting to the point where we're starting to make some real progress in industrial-sized plants, that they would propose cutting back the amount of ethanol that into the marketplace. So very baffling to me. It seems like a reversal in the direction that was set forth, what started in 2005 and then increased those volumes in 2007. So, you know, the government has done a good job early on helping the ethanol industry, and it seems now that they've kind of changed their mind, said, whoa, we don't want to go any more than that. And really confusing to me because, like you said, you know, huge corn crop, you know, the price of ethanol is quite a bit lower than the price of gasoline. We've seen some of the articles put out, you know, ethanol's, you know, they claim ethanol's not as green as what they think it should be. So is the inference that oil is a lot cleaner? I mean, it's the whole message seems backwards to me from the path that we set forth in 2005. And the timing seems very odd as well, because not only is it a cleaner burning fuel and, you know, benefits the rural communities, you know, like I grew up in, it's also cheaper. So it's better for the consumers as well. It's better for, you know, the air that we breathe. So especially in the cities, you know, where you have a lot of vehicles and reduces tailpipe emissions. So, you know, it's hard to understand.
So for the consumers to sit here and think, well, I don't live in a rural community, so why should I care? It doesn't benefit me. That's actually not true.
Absolutely not true. You know, over the last, I don't know, was it 10, 15 years, you know, it seems people are more and more interested in their health. You know, you go to gyms and whatnot, and you see all kinds of people there, and people, you know, a lot more education on how to eat healthy and how to stay fit and keep your body healthy. Well, you know, the air that we breathe is as important as anything as far as our health is concerned. So it seems to be very confusing to me that people aren't paying any attention to that or aren't concerned with it. You know, ethanol is, I mean, you could consume alcohol, right? But who's going to consume, you know, gasoline coming out of their tank? So on the same line of thought, who's going to breathe that, you know? It seems obvious to me, but maybe I think about it a little bit more than, you know, being that I am in the industry and understand those benefits. But I think we just need to do a lot better job of getting that message out, because I think it is important to those people.
Well, if the consumers who are listening to this or people in the industry who are listening to this, if they only remember one thing from this interview, or one thing about the biofuels industry? What do you want that to be?
Well, I see very few negatives to it. You know, there are so many positives for so many people. I just have a hard time understanding, you know, some of the negatives that are put out, and I would encourage people to take a little bit of time and try to understand the issues a little bit better rather than just relying on the headlines.
Great. Thanks, Rick.
You're welcome.